101.9.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Just to buy him some toys he'll play with for a week. Or he might just play with the boxes, because the boxes are more interesting at Christmas time. I'll fall asleep on the couch, just like my grandma, who's been dead for more than 10 years, but I still really sort of miss her. And of course I miss my mother, 'cause my mother's dead too. And I miss all my other dead relatives, even the ones who were kind of racist, 'cause it's Christmas time. With the relatives who remain, it's time to have some arguments that are totally insane. Like, does wood conduct electricity? Are oranges full of calcium? And things get kind of ugly when talk turns to immigration. My family's never thought too deeply on the subject. Immigration. So I excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I crawl into a closet instead, where I scream into a pillow for a solid 15 minutes or so. Then go back to say I'm sorry, even though I'm not really sorry. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Seasonal cheer.
Seasonal cheer.
Let's hope we survive.
Let's hope we survive
another year.
Another year.
And I just really want to apologize if I did anything that made you feel less valued as a human being. You know, I know you have strong and valid opinions. Strong opinions. And I don't want to suggest that they're not valid, even though, I mean, what it is I went to school for it, and I've done years of research on the subject. But that's not to say, I mean, that I don't totally respect that you read some articles your friend sent you and spent 10 minutes online confirming your thinking. I mean, I think that's good. It's good that we can be engaged. It's good we can have this meaningful discussion. These are all good things. This is what family's about. This is what getting together is about. you're totally right. It was wrong of me to draw a distinction between feeling something is a threat and something actually factually being a threat. I mean, can we agree that I accept the fact of your feelings without accepting your feelings are actually facts? Is that fair? And that way, I think we can all get out of this meal without killing ourselves.
You know, somebody called a little while ago. When they called at the studio and they said, I wonder if you can get Bird to do something on Christmas. Well, it's fitting. This is Christmas morning. And the Bird's got a little arrangement, a little surprise for you on White Christmas.
It is Friday, the 22nd of December, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, broadcasting live from our studios, overlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's the solstice, it's Yule, it's Festivus, it's Christmas. So we're spending the next hour playing seasonal favorites you probably never heard before, or if you have, you haven't heard them like this. We kicked off the show with our dear friend Chris Elkstrand, local filmmaker, writer, actor, musician, bon vivant, and all-around swell guy with his latest Christmas hit, Christmas Is Here. And this one is a song that harkens back to 1948. And this is the King of Bebop himself, Charlie Parker, doing a take on White Christmas. Coming up, we've got some comedy from Stan Freberg, Spike Jones, Tom Lehrer. We got some 50s classics by Eartha Kitt and the Drifters. And we got some local stuff, too, with our friends the Cypress Street Band. And a few surprises. So just sit back and relax. Sip on the old nog and enjoy an hour of seasonal favorites you've probably never heard before.
Thank you. like the ones I used to know. Where those treetops listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright. May all your Christmases be white.
A sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl.
Easter baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
make it so.
Make it so. Make it so. Ma'am,
it doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey, hot. The
lights are
turned way down low.
Make it so.
Make it so. Make it so. When we finally kiss.
Good night.
How I hate going out
in the storm. But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home, I'll be...
Warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And I fear...
We're still goodbye, then.
But
as long as
you love me
so... Make it so.
Make it so.
Make it so.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
I could help you cross the street.
No.
Tired of a world of no when you have so much to give?
CITR and Discord got you with an outfit for all that.
Volunteer Wednesdays are back in the CITR Lounge.
It's an open house for members like you who are looking to meet cool people and get into the station.
Join up, meet some folks, help some causes, or just hang the freak out.
At the CITR Discord Lounge from 1 to 3 every Wednesday for food and good times.
Well, I gotta help you cross something.
Yeah, I'll help you cross something, you little... Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Festive season edition. Lots of great stuff we just heard, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to talk about what's coming up next. We're going to kind of go into a comedy, cartoony kind of phase, including Spike Jones and his City Slickers, one of the first great novelty acts of the 40s. They did the song Der Führer's Face, and this is their Christmas song. We're also going to hear from Stan Freberg. Stan was an advertising producer. Did a lot of stuff on radio and sound for television, but he also did a lot of comedy, kind of poking fun at the industry that fed him. We're going to hear his Christmas take, and we're also going to hear an extended version of a song that kind of celebrates the great Christmas truce in World War I. But first, for all you TV watchers, here's an old favorite.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
And now, with a report on the Christmas Truce Talks, we switch you to Red Sector 1, somewhere behind the lines. Here, in Red Sector, with a snow-covered tent less than 10 yards from where I am speaking, the fate of the proposed Christmas Truce is being decided by representatives of each nation. Time is the key word here today, for rumor has it that the Germans may take advantage of today's clear skies and mount an all-out offensive with von Richthofen's flying circus providing air cover. Just at this moment, coming out of the truce tent, I think I recognize Colonel Percy Devonshire of the British truce team. We shall try and get a word in with the Colonel. Oh, Colonel Devonshire! I wonder, sir, if you can tell us how the talks are progressing and if you see a solution in sight.
Quite frankly, it seems to me that the Kaiser's emissary is merely stalling for time and that negotiations are not far from breaking down. I would like to add, however, that an alert has been issued to all Allied fighting services in case this stalling tactic is indeed being used to get the German army into position for a sneak attack. If you will look just there to the aerodrome, you'll see our aircraft warming up and waiting for our signal in case of a breakdown in the truce talks. Forgive me for
interrupting, Colonel, but isn't that von Klug, the German emissary, coming out of the truce tent?
Why, yes, it is. Please excuse me. I must return to the general.
The sounds which I'm sure you must be hearing are coming from the direction of the truce tent, which has just been emptied of all its occupants. The truce talks are over. And here, in an official bulletin just handed me, is the news we have all been waiting to hear. The Christmas truce has been signed. And so, after a long and tedious... What's that? Oh, no, the planes at the aerodrome are all taking off. Colonel, hasn't the word of the truce reached them yet? Colonel, something has gone wrong. Stand by, please. And now, here, the bulletin just handed me may be the reason for our planes taking to the skies. Due to a possible break in communications, the planes of the Richthofen Flying Circus have just been sighted, passing over the line. So the Baron is at it again, and the Allies have sent their planes skyward to meet the threat. We can only hope that all of the ships pass in the sky and return to base safely. Meanwhile, on the Western Front, the war has stopped, except for a scattered cannon fire on the horizon.
World War, the bloody red baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught.
My friend.
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack?
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my my true love gave to me.
Five tubeless tires,
four quarts of gin,
three cigars,
two cigarettes,
and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba da ba da ba da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
But just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. A Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. But don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
There you go. That's the Stan Freberg Green Christmas. And I realized listening to it that some of those jokes you might not get if you've never actually heard cigarette ads. But it's close enough. Now, this next piece I talked about before, it's the original version of All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth by Spike Jonze and his City Slickers. I think this is like from 1946 or something like that. But what I find interesting about it is that Well, the voice singing the song might sound a bit familiar, and I think this is where Seth MacFarlane got the inspiration for one of his voices on Family Guy. You be the judge.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see our Saint Nick from the spot where I stood, so I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
I'm a settler from Epiquette, or Prince Edward Island, the traditional territories of the Mi'kmaq peoples.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm Jewish and Korean and grew up mostly in Shawnee Territory in the United States.
My name is Autumn Schnell, and I am Treaty 11 Gwich'in and a Nuvialuit on my mom's side, and on my dad's side, I am of German descent.
And we're members of the Indigenous Collective.
Do you have a passion for Indigenous issues?
What about decolonization?
Our show, Unceded Airways, airs every Monday at 11 a.m., so come by CITR to hang out.
If you're interested in Indigenous representation and empowerment, or just want to hang out with cool folks who are, then this collective is for you.
Email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama,
Dora,
and
guest
Ben. The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about events, actors, directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Shout out to Ed Norton, okay. CITR 101.9 FM. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio doing our annual festive event. These are seasonal favorites that you might not have heard before, and we're having a lot of fun this afternoon. Coming up, what are we going to talk about now? Let's play, these are some old friends. These are one of the first groups that actually performed live on our show, on the Dave Radio show, back when we were in the old Student Union building. So I would go back almost 4 years ago now. It's Ronan and Marion, and they put together a very nice, lovely song that's fitting for the season. I've played it a couple of times already, but I like it, so we're going to hear it again.
So good. Chestnuts are roasting, but I'm just not in the mood. With you so far away, this can't be a holiday. No matter what I do, it's just not Christmas without you. Christmas without you. She made this last request: call me on the phone just once a year. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. As I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just want to hear your voice on Christmas Day. Home before too long, but then
when I called, there was no answer there at all. I knew right then there must be something wrong. Don't forget to collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. As I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just wanna hear your voice on Christmas Day. Who found her said she tried to call the doctor. Where she lay, she had been reaching for the phone. But in my heart, I knew that she had been reaching out to me, the one who went away and left her all alone. Don't forget to call collect. That's the last words I heard my mother say. As I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just wanna hear your voice on Christmas Day.
At Susie Arioli and Call Collect on Christmas, a country favorite. And a particular favorite to a favorite listener of the show. So we're going to close it off with that one. Man, oh man, that's an hour already. I wish I had more time because I got way more stuff to play. But I still have a job. I still have to go to work. So we're going to leave it at that. But thanks a lot for listening. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Nardwar's here at 3:30. Dave Radio's back next week.
once at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered jerk. I look at nightgowns for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she'll get a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas when each kid hangs up his sock. It's a time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock. On the night before Christmas, it's still in the house. My family is sleeping, so I'm quiet like a mouse. I look at my watch, and midnight is near. I think I'll sneak out for a cold glass of beer. Down at the corner, the crowd is so merry, I end up by drinking about 12 Tom and Jerry. I get to bed late, and gee whiz, how I'm sleeping. When onto my bed, those darn kids, they come leaping. They sit on my face and they jump on my belly. And I'm quivering all over like a bowl full of jelly. They scream Merry Christmas. And my poor wife and me, we stumble downstairs and she lights up the tree. My head is exploding. My mouth tastes like a pickle. I step on a skate and fall on a tricycle. Just before Christmas dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. They're both awful screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right, and my goofy relations, they join in the fight. Back in the corner, the radio's playing, and over the racket, Gabriel Heater is saying, "Peace on earth, everybody, and goodwill toward men." And just at that moment, someone slugs Uncle Ben. They all run outside whooping so the neighbors will hear. Oh, I'm so glad Merry Christmas comes just once a year. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, but they still have lots of fun. Just the same as you, I enjoy it too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Santa Claus, under
snow.